Okay, so I think the title describes this episode quite well. So basically, I went away at the weekend and I ate a lot of food and I had lots of fun. So, people might say, well, maybe you didn't eat that much. Trust me, I did. And people who know me and people who went will know that I can eat, a lot, two, three meals out a day. A minimum two ice creams a day, not including desserts, lots of sweets, lots of alcohol, and I had lots of fun and I enjoyed doing it. And I didn't think at all about weight or anything while I was out there. Now, I come back and I jump on the scale on Tuesday and I was about 3 pounds heavier than before I went away. Now, to me, I wasn't bothered. But a lot of people would panic at this point and think, oh, they've ruined the diet, back to square one, etc., etc. However, I just got on with it. I said, right, I'm going to get back on track and got back into my normal eating pattern. And within 48 hours, so by lunchtime today, so 48 hours, I was back to the same weight that I was before I went. Okay. Now, the point of this is, especially, I mean, I went away for say 3 days, and it's almost impossible to put on 3 pounds of fat in that short space of time. You'd have to eat an extra 10,000 calories, okay? Even over a week, it's pretty difficult. It's just water weight. You're just retaining extra water from the extra food that you're eating and the different types maybe of food that you're eating. And the whole point of this is that it just shows that you can enjoy yourself and see results. Things like holidays, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, these special kind of occasions, they're not supposed to be stressful. They're supposed to be enjoyable. The most stressful decision that you're supposed to make at these kind of things is what flavor ice cream you want to eat, or whether you should keep drinking the drink you're drinking, or whether you should change. This doesn't need to be stressful. It should be something that you enjoy. Because let's be honest, no one is ever going to look back in 10 years and say that they're so glad that they drank water and ate salad on that holiday or at that wedding or during that, or that they didn't eat the birthday cake. It just isn't going to happen, okay? Now, obviously, keep in mind, this may not be your thing. That's okay. You may not be bothered about when you go away, eating lots of different foods or having lots of drinks or eating lots of cake, and that's fine. But if it is, like me, don't stress about it. Eat the pizza, eat the ice cream. If you're in England today, go out and enjoy this amazing one day of spring and don't worry about it because in the long run, it doesn't make a difference. And let's be honest, life is way too short not to, okay? Especially with the weather thing, because it's probably going to be raining next week if you're in England. So make the most of it while you can, okay? Because what you've got to keep in mind is that your long-term results are predicated on what you do the majority of the time, not the rare occasions, okay? Now, do a little side note, little asterisk. This isn't a challenge to see how crazy you can go on those rare occasions. You can't say, oh, well, Nathan said, as long as you do, occasionally eat a little bit more, it doesn't mean you can go and eat 10,000 calories in that rare day, okay? You need to be slightly conscious about it. But you can eat a pizza and see results. You can eat some ice cream. You can go on holiday and eat the foods that you like and still see long-term results, okay? The best way of looking at it is 80-20. So as long as you're on point 80% of the time, the other 20% you can be more lenient. Notice I said lenient and not crazy, but you can go out and enjoy what you eat and drink and still see results. And let's be honest, if I give you a choice, let's say you had to be super strict and never, I give you the exact foods that you should eat and you can't eat this and you can't eat that, and in 1 year you will get your results. Or I say, right, 80% of the time you're going to eat these. 20% of the time, you can eat the food you like, you can go on holiday, have a little bit more, but it's going to take you maybe an extra 6 months or a year. Which one would you pick? Don't know about you, but personally, I'd pick option two because, again, like I say, it may not be your thing, but if you enjoy those little extras in life, you can still have them and see results, okay?
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.